So, Rory, we're continuing our look ahead to next weekend's Donegal International Rally. We're going to talk stages, and I suppose now this weekend, it's recce weekend, and this is where it really starts to gather momentum with the navigators have a lot of work to do.
Well, that's right, Oisin. A lot of our work is pre-event, and it all begins not just the weekend, not just the day or two before the rally. It begins long before that. Preparation for everybody is pretty much the same. The driver normally tends to the car and the teams normally tend to the car, but it's always the co-driver who's left with mopping up the paperwork and trying to make sure they put a plan in place that can achieve the best result for the team.
Yeah. But it's all changed as well, Rory, in such a way that DVDs are now available. Those who do the notes record driving through the stages. They're given out to the crews. That's a lot different from compared to when you started, because at one stage too, they weren't even doing notes.
Well, when I began, James Cullen and me began together way back in 1979, the very first rally we did together, and there was no mention of pace notes back then, of course, and it was all, you might have had a wee bit of local knowledge if you were right about Trenta or Cairn Hill, but when you were way over around Ross Beg and Loch Esk and various other parts of the country, like you were in territory you didn't even know, so it was all very much driver skill. It wasn't obviously as fast as what it is today, but nevertheless, it was still a very, very big challenge in them days.
Yeah. I suppose there's a lot of work sitting up late at night, making sure the notes are right going through them. Is there more work for a navigator at this stage than what there is for the driver?
In the prep, really, in terms of what the co-driver does, you know, for example, if the DVDs, we review the stage. Sometimes we do that on our own. Sometimes we do it with the driver. Sometimes, you know, we do it together and spend a good bit of time at that. We watch the pace, watch the stage, the DVDs off the stages before we even go to the recce, and we ensure that we use last year's notes or the previous year or the previous year. In this case, in Donegal this year, I think we haven't been to Breena or Carrick Mountain or even Letter Lake since 2014. So we had to sort of get the notes out for that and sort of rewrite them and tidy them up and sort of prepare for the event.
Okay, then let's look at the stages. You mentioned three there. They're all back on the Friday. What sort of tests are they? Breena's number one and four.
Well, Breena, I suppose everybody knows the Breena stage is a real high-speed stage from start to finish. I suppose in terms of technical, I mean, you have much more technical stages than that in other parts of the rallies, but Breena's a high-speed run. It's like a four-minute or four-and-a-half-minute stage for us boys and bigger cars, if you like. But the danger is on Breena, and has been in the past, that the top cars beat the bogey, which meant they weren't credited with the time they did. If they did, you know, if the bogey is 4:30, for example, and you did 4:20, well, you would get 4:30, so there's no huge gain. So that danger is there for the top crews across Breena, but nevertheless, a very challenging stage to start with.
Who's the fastest time ever in Breena?
Well, you see, Breena has been it varies from year to year, sometimes with additional chicanes, but as far as my record book tells me, that me and Mark Higgins were fastest over that stage back when we were racing Sebastian Hope a good few years back. And we were fastest. It was the first and fourth stage in the rally, if I remember right. And we were quickest over that. So obviously, that may be changed this year because there's an additional chicane to put in there to try and reduce the, try and ensure that the cars don't beat the bogey time.
Yeah. On then to Carrick Mountain, it's back. The great Colin McRae described this as the trickiest stage in the world when he was here in 2006. Would you concur with that, Rory, that it is a tough one?
Yeah, well, it's certainly a tough one. It's one of the toughest ones in the rally. This stage has been used many times before, various directions, but this is the traditional use of the stage. There's one section that takes you down and takes you down from the Carrick Mountain section down to Wellstown. It's a downhill section through an narrow road, and all the corners are, you know, they're all slight corners or very, very fast corners, and you really have to push hard going down there, and that's where the time is to be gained. And it's one of the stages whereby Breena, the first stage, there'll be very little between the drivers over that because the nature of the stage is so fast and it's relatively short. But when you get to Carrick Mountain, I think you got maybe 12 or 13 Ks in there, 14 Ks actually. And like I said, it's tough work, mountain road, plenty of jumps and bumps and some very tricky corners as well.
You've done Letter League on a number of occasions, set fastest times, I'm sure, on it as well. It's back this year. They've changed it slightly. They're doing the downhill version of it. What sort of test is that going to be as the crews head into service for the first time?
Unfortunately, Oisin, Letter League, we had a very bad stage there, and Bertie Fisher and I, way back in 1998 maybe, we had a really big crash near the end of it, and you don't forget that too easy, and you remember the corner, and you remember the bit of road before you come to the corner, it's etched in my memory. But nevertheless, very good stage, one of my favourite stages, because there's some huge crests, you know, out sort of near the middle of the stage, and it's a real test for the drivers. Mm. There's a very fast downhill section again on a medium width road all the way down to the back of Rock Hill, and I expect there'll be, you know, that's a very good, some very good spectator points there, and again very high speed there.
Yeah. Is it more of a flowing stage compared to the other two? Is
it? It would, well, in nature it would be, I suppose. Mm. It's like, it's really high speed and sort of left and right over crests, whereby, you know, it's real commitment, and you got to have your pace notes right, because you get it wrong going over some of them high-speed crests. Yeah. You know, it's a big price to pay.
Well, Rory, as you head into to day two of the event, there's six stages completed. Day two is always seen as the big day. There are three big days of rallying, but the big one is always the Saturday. And they continue to change things about. And this year, they're going to be starting with Cairn Hill and then moving on to the mighty Knockalla. And if you want to set a marker down, you can't get much tougher than those two, can you?
No, they're great openers for the day, and again, it's, you know, every stage, every mile, or everything counts, every second counts in this rally. And Cairn Hill, tremendous stage this year, one of my most favourite stages of the rally again. One of the stages we have done when we began Donegal in the very first place, way back all them years ago, Cairn Hill was the stage then, and obviously remains very much part of the Donegal rally ever since. Again, lots of points, for lots of good spectator points throughout. High speed again, and a very good test of the drivers first thing in the morning before they head on to Knockalla, which is the biggest challenge really in the entire rally. Like,
probably the most well-known stage in Donegal Island is Knockalla. That's going to be 8 and 10. They're going to have the usual start, which climbs up the hill and then goes down. And this is the stage where everybody wants to get as far as, where they want to test themselves in Knockalla.
Of course, that's the whole appeal of the Donegal Rally. Oisin really is coming to Donegal and being able to drive on stages as iconic as Knockalla, Atlantic Drive, these type. But Knockalla in particular stands out. If you speak to anybody anywhere in the country and talk about the Donegal Rally, it's synonymous that Knockalla is part of it, and that's the real appeal of coming to this rally, where we have quality roads and spectacular roads, and we can race them at this time of year.
Yeah, and things can all change after the opening two loops on the Saturday at the midway point, because it's a day that does have an impact.
Absolutely. If you remember last year, like, we weren't really in the race for the lead. We were very strong third place, or maybe thereabouts, during the second day of the rally. But if you remember, Manus came out in the second half on Cairn Hill, which was the fourth or fifth stage on Saturday last year. He came out there, which is the midpoint of the rally. It was really like coming out for the second half. And Manus went out, and Donald's leading by 21 or something. And I think Manus maybe took 9 or 11 seconds or something. I can be corrected in that now, but certainly took a chunk of time out of him and really put Donald on the ropes. And then they went straight over and did the Garten stage directly after that. And Manus got another 5 or 6. And it was from then on the fight was on. Like, and it was, you know, up until that, Donna had a stranglehold on the lead and was kept building it up to 21 seconds. But Manus made his comeback in the second half, and it was turned the rally into another epic finish.
Yeah, and the second half of Saturday again is going to feature Garten as one, and Trent is another, two stages that the likes of Manus will know well, because it is his home patch. And the two stages well get the big crowds out.
Exactly. Well, afternoon, traditionally you get huge crowds for Donegal, you know, and going to these stages. But you're absolutely right, Oisin. You hit the nail on the head. This is sort of Manus country over this way, and he'd be very familiar with it. But nevertheless, you still have to drive the stage, and you have to put in the performance. And if he goes the way he went last year, like, it'll be hard to beat on those two in particular. If you think about the Trento stage, it's a almost total reverse of last year as well. Except that from the Claremans, it comes straight all the way to Illiston. They don't go down through the narrow bit that we did last year, you know. So Trent, again, famous stage of the rally for many, many years, going way back to the early years of the rally. And it should prove very popular as well.
Yeah. On the Sunday, you can't get much bigger than Fannad, Atlantic Drive and High Glen. They all want to get as far as Sunday because they all want to complete these as well. But they're stages that you can't hold back on. Isn't that right, Rory?
Yeah. Oh, for sure, Oisin. Like, nobody in the right state of mind would ever underestimate the challenge that Fannad Head is. This year, it's the longest stage in the rally. Mm-hmm. It's 19.69K, and like, Fannad Head offers you everything.
It's another Manus stage as well.
Manus has proved himself quite well on this stage before. He won the rally there against Keith Cronenbach there in 2016, was it?
Mm-hmm, the first one,
You know, so in all fairness, he had a very good run there last year as well, in very trying conditions when everybody else got caught out in the rain. Even we all had the same tyres, Manus still did an unbelievable time and took a chunk of time out of Donna on that stage as well. So Fan it again, same stage as last year, but nevertheless, a huge challenge.
Yeah, and then we've got Atlantic Drive, which again gets big crowds out, and they all come on their droves to the Downings area, and then they move into High Glen. How did you find the change last year with it finishing the opposite way around, Roy, which are they doing this year again?
On High Glen, yeah. Well, first of all, Atlantic Drive was the telling point in the rally last year, if you remember, on stage 16, no, stage 19, the second last stage, where there was virtually nothing between Donna and Manuscrin in that stage, and Donna went off the road and virtually handed the win to Manus. So, like, anything can happen right up to the very end. Like, you shouldn't forget that as well. Yeah. Then we go to Glen Village, again, iconic stage in Donegal Rally. What can you say? Yeah. You know, it was tremendous. The first part of the stage from the Chrysler Road into Glen Village is, I'd say, one of the most twistiest technical road in the rally. And then you go up over the high-speed section through High Glen down to Cool Chapel, which offers a challenge in itself.
Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer it the way it is in its current format, as in High Glen, or do you prefer it the other way going through the village?
Well, for no particular reason, I prefer it from Cranford to Chrysler Road that way, because I think I've done it more times that way. Just either way, it doesn't really matter, but I'd prefer it the other way.
Yeah. A few things is going to have a factor in the rally as well. You touched on a few moments ago as tyres, and we have had mixed weather conditions in the past in the Donegal International Rally. How crucial is that to get that right before you head out to the stages?
Well, everything is down to tyres. I've seen it at the front end, anyway, at the top level. It's getting that decision right and getting all your information, because you got to make a decision for your tyres. You got to make a decision maybe an hour before you get the stage, and then you've got that decision has to carry you through three stages, because you can't change anywhere along the way. So you got to get the tyres right, and whoever gets them right generally gets the jump. And that's where the advantage is. Like, if you go on a softer tyre and we go on a harder tyre, depending on which condition is most suitable, that's where you get the advantage. But if we both go on the same tyre, well then really there's no huge advantage really. It should be more or less the same. But all the information, we have people on the stages that give us a weather report, 2 hours before the stage, an hour before, and right up to the very last minute. And we collate that information then, and we use all the smart heads that we have around the team to make the decision. And everybody's watching each other, and everybody's trying to get the jump on each other, and it's crucial. And that goes on throughout the whole rally, and it's all about gathering that information. And your decision making is crucial. And if you get it right, you'll get you can get the advantage.
Yeah, this is your favorite time of the year.
Oh, for sure, June. Yeah. June in our house is for many years, ever since I was a youngster. This is from 14 on. The Donegal Rally was the main event every year for my father before me, and for me. And I've had a long career at it, and I've still the same appeal and the same excitement, looking forward to it.
Yeah. You won it, of course, with Gary in recent years to get your fourth one. You had to wait a long time since the third was there. You still as hungry for another one, Rory?
Well, the appetite's still there for it, Oshin, absolutely. Yeah. And people say, how come you keep going down and doing it? I think this is my 35th or maybe even 36th. I'm not 100% sure. But you still enjoy it so much that really that's why you keep doing it, just because the enjoyment and the buzz that it creates. And the rally is one of the biggest sporting events in this county. Like, we have the Irish Open in Ballyliffin as well this year. We have the Rory Geller Festival. But most importantly of all, we've got the Donegal Rally, which is, in my mind, one of the biggest sporting occasions the county hosts.
What makes it so special for you then?
Well, what makes it so special, I suppose, is you walk downtown, you meet people in the street, and the first thing I say, you're all ready for the rally, and it's a buzz with everybody. And it's a rally that we're in a position that we can win outright. We have won it in the past, obviously. And, it's the effort you put in and everything you do before the event, to try and give you every chance, or put yourself in every possible thing right up the rally that you can maybe, go out and give your best shot and possibly win.
I know you and Gary want to give it your best shot in trying to get another victory. Given the quality of the entry field, in particular at the head of the field with the WRC cars, are we set for another fascinating battle?
Oh, for sure. I make no mistake about it, Oisin. It's hard to explain to somebody, who's in other sports about what this rally sport's all about. But the Donegal Rally, it's not like, doing 1,500 metres and you can lie back and follow the leader or the pace setter or anything else. It's flat out from where to go. And you can get the advantage at the very beginning. You build on that. You consolidate and you try and hold on to it, because the other boys are coming fighting back at you. So really, it's, you would say, a 300-kilometre sprint from start to finish. And you do everything, as well as driving, you do all your other decision-making around the team, right tyres, and when to go fast, when maybe not to be, sometimes slow is fast as well, believe it or not, in some circumstances. But by and large, you know, it's all about managing the team and the tyres and all that sort of thing, and working to your advantage. And, you know, with a bit of luck, you'll come out on top at the end.
Just finally then, Rory, this is a huge event for Donegal. There's a massive influx of people that come to base themselves in Letterkenny and the surrounding area to follow the rally. As you said, you've got 30-odd rallies done now in Donegal, and you've been there and seen the years go by. What's the best advice that you can give as a rally man to people now coming to watch Donegal and to add that little bit extra that's going to make it even more special?
Well, I suppose the first thing, Oisin, is a huge gate meal of fashion to everybody that comes to Donegal for the rally. Absolutely. I think the people of Donegal, in particular the North Donegal here, have a huge welcome for rally folk to come here. And, you know, that shouldn't be underestimated too. It's a great platform to showcase our county, and, you know, people come here for the rally and then they'll just come back for a holiday sometime, the beautiful beaches and everything else that we have to offer, you know. But really, I suppose, we'd appeal to anybody that comes here, you know, to keep the race in the place. We're the rally boys, we're the professionals, and we know what we're doing. Don't try and emulate that yourselves on the road. If you want to do that, go and get yourself a competition license, get yourself a rally car, get yourself all the safety equipment and do the rallies, not to be racing around the roads. Like. And secondly, I suppose, if you go to watch the rally, you got to obey the marshals, obey their instructions, whatever. They're there for your safety as well. The organisers put a huge amount of work into this, as you know, from one end of the year to the next. They pick the stages to suit the access roads and all for the people to come and spectate. So it's very important that when they ask you not to stand somewhere, that you don't do that. It's for your own good. And I suppose really to be there and make the most of it and enjoy it. And as I say, there's a warm welcome for everybody who comes to Donegal. And just ask everybody to behave and act in a responsible manner when they're on the stages.
Okay. Rory, many thanks for coming in to talk to us and giving us your wealth of knowledge of the stages of Donegal. And all we can do is wish you and Gary the very best of luck next weekend with another international.
Cheers, Oisin.